Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Should we just do it?
Yeah, I'll go first, as always, because yours is the main event. Yeah. Mine's just the little prequel that we'll get there. So, again, like, notes.
Are you showing that to the camera? The problem is the camera can't see it.
Well, I don't want to give it away. I just want them to see that I had to scroll four times in my notes to get to the bottom. I even have opening statements, Jack.
Really?
Yeah, three important
Why
things.
Why do you have an opening statement?
Three important things to note philosophically about my perfect offseason. One. I acknowledge that it can't be perfect at every single spot on the roster, but I'm pretty close. Also, you know, I'm expecting in-season upgrades. They can still make the team better. Like, I will say at the start, I don't have a great right-handed bench on the bat. I'm sorry about that. I'm working on it. We can get someone during the season or maybe get there.
You don't have, okay? You don't have a great right-handed bench on the bat?
Yeah, on the bench, right-handed bat coming off the bench. Damn it. That one's on me.
Wow.
Unlike Elliot, it would be like, I didn't say that. Like, did you see the thing we had on the pod, the Go Birds pod?
No.
Elliot made a very inappropriate comment by mistake and then refused to believe that he said it, even though people tweeted at him and he said it, until Tucker sent the video of him saying it to us. So I appreciate, you know, I will just acknowledge when I'm wrong. Okay. So I know I'm a good right-handed bench bat. Number two, most importantly, and this is the most important thing that I'm going to say here. I trust Brian Barber and Preston Mattingly and the front office infrastructure to replace and restock the guys I'm trading away. Because guess what? I'm trading some guys away.
Nice.
So prepare yourself. But this is what good organizations do. What championship organizations do is when they have a real window and this team is right in the thick of a window, they trust their organizational strength, their ability to draft and develop new players to be able to trade away some of those guys they have to bolster the organization, or the major league.
And before you get into it, I think that is an important thing to talk about, like where we're at with this team right now. Is that they have evolved into being in that window. Like we've talked about their window. We've talked about like they should do this now. Like now,
stone cold in the window.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
And
my perfect offseason reflects that in a big way.
Good. And what I like about what John Middleton has said, you know, before last season was no one remembers how much money all these 1927 Yankees. So like if he's in that mindset, I mean, I think he's also going to be on board with the Phillies right now. Now, you can't sell everything, but it's about these next 4 years.
Agreed. Like
that's all that matters
you
is
have
these
to
next 4 years.
Position your organization about these next 4 years. And that's funny because that's my third thing. I know I'm spending John Middleton money.
Yes. And We're very good at it.
My offseason is admittedly greedy. I'm going to say that. But he has said he wants to spend. He has said he wants to win. I believe in him. And I know our guy Jack's going to spend to win. And I believe he will continue to spend to win titles. Okay. My perfect offseason. Here we go. I'm not going trout fishing, pal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
I can't do it.
That hurts.
I'm winning it with Juan, buddy. I'm winning it with Juan. How about that? We're going to fight about it again. I'm trading for Juan Soto. He's better. He's a much, much, much better baseball player than Mike Trout. I know it's 1 year, but
well,
I'm going to get
him. Well, he's healthier. He's not better.
Okay. He's better now at this.
What do you want to do? You want to do a total package or just hitting?
That's a good point. I'm just talking hitting.
Okay,
that's fair. He's not great in the outfield.
No, really?
He's not awesome. We're going to be back to having a bad left fielder. That's fine. I can accept that because we'll have such good players in other positions defensively. I know it's a 1 year deal, so you got to help me. I have names on here.
Okay.
It's only 1 year. I think I might be too much. Is Mick Abel, Johan Rojas plus too much? It's probably too much. You think that's the right amount?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I have. I have Mick Abel, Johan Rojas, and a third prospect in there. Okay. Fair?
I actually think I might cost more.
It's possible. Well, I said a third good prospect. So okay.
Listen, like, obviously, I'm not going to be mad if they trade for Juan Soto. He's Juan freaking Soto. It's just the 1 year thing does worry me. And if they've already gone this far, if Scott Boras, and he's 1 year away from free agency, yeah, hitting
it take him to free
at 26.
But spend, win him, well, get him.
Sure, but there's also going to be more bidders out there for him. So, of course, they have to go over. The trade a lot for 1 year of Juan Soto. Now, if it's the World Series window, sure. And obviously he puts them.
And my thought is that with Trout, I have no faith that he's going to stay on the field. And again, like we talked about in the last one, you made a very compelling case for Trout. When you make your perfect offseason, I'm not going to fight. If they trade for my Trout, I'm not going to be like mad or whatever. Obviously, I'll be in on it. I would rather guarantee my lineup this year with Juan Soto, and especially if I can win a World Series with that guy, I think he's going to stay. I think they're going to keep him here.
Well, so a lot of his guys are here, which is important.
And his guys are here. Kevin Long's here. Trey Turner's here. Bryce Harper's here. Like, all these guys he knows and has played with. Kyle Schwarber. Like, so I do think that matters. I think it's a good spot for me. Wants me on the East Coast. So I know it's a risk. I get that. But I'm trading for Juan Soto. I'm giving up the pieces to do it. All right. So that's my first move of the offseason. Now the pitcher thing. I'm letting Nola walk.
Okay.
I'm not excited about it, and if I thought I could get Nola for a cheaper price and cheaper years, I would do it, but I'm trying to be realistic with this. So I am signing, and again, I don't think this guy's going to come here, but this is my perfect offseason. I'm signing Yoshinobu Yamamoto to an 8-year, $200 million contract.
Nice.
I think it's the fair number. I did a lot of research about potential contracts. This guy, it seems like a appropriate number. I'm stretching. I'm taking 8 years. He's only 25 years old. He'll be essentially a year older than Nola is now when the contract is done.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I was about to say scouted. I did not scout. I watched.
You scouted him.
I scouted him. Like, I watched a lot. Like, you know me. I'm not Mr. What. That's you. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of this kid, and he's freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. Man. Like, he is legit. He's won the pitching triple crown 3 times, won MVP twice, won their Cy Young 3 times. Like, I just think he's awesome, and he's only 25, and there's so much future in front of this kid. I would rather pay a 25-year-old a ton of money then pay Aaron Nola, pay Blake Snell. That's what it comes down to for me in terms of signing a pitcher. And again, I don't think it's going to happen, but I want you. I want him. I want Yamamoto. That's my move.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So, not to give mine away too, but I also am signing Yoshi. I'm signing Yoshi. Now I'm signing him for $6,175.
Okay.
But still, I mean, it's going to be around there,
yeah,
between 6 and 8 years. Everything you said, 25 years old. Like, I think that's the most important part.
Me too.
Like,
that was
25.
My main thing.
So even if he comes over and ends up being a three, the thing about Yamamoto that's so enticing is that Wheeler's here under contract, or well, they got re-signed after next year. We do have Andrew Painter coming in 2025, and it's hard to bank on him, but he was a top five can't miss prospect until he needed Tommy John. So if he lives up to the hype and you can go Wheeler, Painter, Yamamoto, Ranger,
Right?
Sanchez.
I mean, dude.
I mean, it's nasty.
That's why I like the idea, and you'd have to sign Soto, but I like the idea of having these, because it does seem like the Phillies are into the stretching contracts thing. And
oh, yeah.
To signing guys long-term for cheaper AAV, which is smart, and I like it. And obviously, look, there's going to be some payment on the back end that might not be as pretty as we want it to be. But if you're already doing this thing, I like the idea of staggering them. You know, you got the Turner Harper one going for a while, then you add the Soto Yamamoto with them, and you're kind of just, you got a force them to just carry you forward, and Wheeler will be signed too. So I love it. And again, I get the Soto stuff, but I need Juan Soto here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. I have two more big moves, three moves total, two more big moves. One more big move, but a minor move, but I'm making two bullpen moves. I don't even know that we need two bullpen guys, but I can't help myself. I'm signing Hector Neris.
Yes, bring him back.
He's coming home, man. He's awesome. He was really good again this year in Houston.
As long as he's not the closer.
I got that coming. Don't worry. I got that coming. Closer. So I'm signing Hector, 2 years, $20 million. I feel like that's probably pretty fair. He opted out of a one-year, $8.5 million deal. I think 2 for $20.
Yeah.
Give him that extra year, a little bump. So I think Hector... 2 years, 20 plus the vibes thing, man. Like, he was one of those guys who was beloved here.
We need Phillies back.
But all you ever heard about Hector Reese was everyone loved him. Like, yeah. All the guys loved him. I think he fits in perfectly. He's freaking awesome.
Learn some stuff with the Astros. I mean,
sad to say, World Series champion Hector Neris.
Yeah. Well, we don't acknowledge that.
No.
He's not allowed to bring his ring.
But I
No.
Lose it. Kelsey did.
Exactly. Okay, bring Hector home.
All right. So this is my last big move. And it's more a symbol of the idea, the type of move I want to make, because I know they go sign Hader. It's the only closer on the market that if they want to go sign, I'd be like, all right, cool, that's a closer.
Yeah.
Like Liam Hendricks had Tommy John, he's not going to be ready, all that stuff.
Which I did not know on last week's podcast.
I realized that. I found it out in between. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, got to bring that up. And look, I don't know if this team would trade this guy. And I'm not saying he's my favorite, but I think he's pretty good. And he's 26. He's under control through 27. I know I'm going to have to give up something legit to Gavin. I have Justin Crawford as the person I'm giving, but it might be too much. You have to tell me on that. But there were rumors about him last year at the trade deadline. I think that this team is in the process of rebuilding. 27's not that far away. They're definitely not going to pay him after. I'm trading for Alexis Diaz to be my closer.
Okay.
Rumors last year at the trade deadline, they were talking about moving him. It was a thing. More the idea that I'm trading for a closer.
Okay.
That whether it's Bednar, whether it's Diaz, I think Diaz is who I can get a little cheaper than getting Bednar. I think Bednar would cost more. I think Alex Lang costs you more. I think you get Diaz for a little bit cheaper. They were already thinking about moving. I think it's a team that's willing to make kind of weird moves like that too, yeah, in the Reds, where you wouldn't, it's kind of antithetical. So I'm trading for do you think it costs Crawford? I had Crawford for Diaz as my trade.
Probably Crawford and like another.
And another, yeah, something.
I mean, we know how valuable closers are.
Yeah. Closers are.
And he's really good.
Edwin Diaz's brother, yeah, for people who don't know.
Edwin Diaz versus Alexis Diaz,
right?
For the next.
I mean, that's kind of fun. So I was trying to find someone that made sense to, and I'm willing, again, I know that in these deals, I'm giving up Mick Abel, Yoan Rojas, Justin Crawford plus. Like, I get it. I am draining the farm system, but I'm keeping Aiden Miller and I'm keeping Andrew Painter and I'm keeping some other dudes who I like coming up. So.
Oh, who do you like coming up?
We'll get there. So I feel good about that. And then my last move.
Yeah.
And this is a bench movement. Again, I know it's a left-handed bat, but it's to replace Jake Cave. I still need more. I know we got...
Do we need to replace Jake Cave? I mean, he was so good last year.
You're right. It's a good point.
Opening day starter, Jake Cave.
Replace is the wrong word. To take his spot on the roster. I guess that's replace. Same thing. I'm signing Eddie Rosario to a one-year, $5 million deal.
Nice.
I just want a dude who's freaking done it and who, when he steps up in the playoffs, I feel like if I need a guy to come up in a spot and get me a pinch hit in the playoffs, I feel like he's going to come through for me. And that's that dude. And can spot start if you had to, but like, he's good. And he comes through in the playoffs. He's a freaking NLCS MVP. I know they don't necessarily need another lefty bat, but that's my move there. I just need Eddie Rosario here. Again, I'm admitting I need to upgrade at the end of the day at right-handed bat on the bench. And I'm going to need to, you know, the question about the fifth starter. Walker's still on my team. It is what it is. So here's I'll give you my lineup and bullpen as it stands after my offseason. Schwarber leading off. And again, you could argue how the lineup plays out. I got a couple lefties in a row, whatever. But Schwarber leading off, Turner in the 2-0, Harper in the 3-0, Juan Soto in the 4-0.
Not bad.
JT in the 5-0, Stott 6, Bohm 7, Marsh 8, Cassie 9. You can move Cassie up, whatever.
Yeah.
It was more of a statement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty damn good lineup there.
Yeah.
Rotation, Wheeler, Yamamoto, Ranger, Sanchez, Walker. Mm-hmm. I feel really good about that. Walker's your five. Like, That's okay. And then a bullpen of Diaz, Alvarado, Neris, Kirkering, Strom, Soto, Sir Anthony, and Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And a bench of Sosa, Stubbs, Pache, and Rosario. Like, it's not perfect. Feels pretty close to perfect. So,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I feel really good about it.
My only problem with
a lot of effort and work in this year, my friend.
Rosario, I just know would come here and immediately go back to being like being Twins Rosario.
I know.
Which, because like on paper, of course, like. Kills them. Just kills this team.
I love them, dude.
It's just like it's like Conine all over again.
We were like the one guy in the Braves, whatever it was, game four. We're like the one guy we didn't want to come to the
Braves. It was the one guy Rob Thompson planned the bullpen around was Eddie Rosario, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you have to. So that's a really good team. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. This might be the best I've ever done in the perfect offseason.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.